Well, we've asked Seviwe Garuba, who is the DA Shadow Minister of Health, that question. A very good morning. Are you sticking with the Shadow Minister of Health, hey? We're not, we haven't moved to tourism or anything at this point.
No. Are you well?
I am well, thank you very much. So, what are your thoughts around this?
Look, I mean, we are now in an unenviable position where, you know, numbers are climbing at a rapid rate, particularly in provinces like Gauteng, where we've only vaccinated just over 2 million people. And it, you know, and our vaccination program has essentially been a non-starter in the larger scheme of things, considering that the target of vaccinating 40 million people is now more and more unattainable. And so now we are in an unenviable position where lockdowns are not going to be effective, particularly if you look at where and how this is behaving now. Experts have come to say even if you impose stricter lockdowns, the reality is that you're not going to be able to see an impact in terms of the numbers, because our positivity rate is already now at about 37%, which means that it's not going to have any impact. And so it's a little bit, you know, without sounding very negative. Now, the only way that we can in any way sustain this response is to ramp up the vaccination and ensure that our health response and the health system can withstand the pressure on it, which again is deeply frustrating considering that this is exactly where we were exactly 15 months ago.
It's very concerning, of course, because as you said, we could have anticipated, we should have anticipated this. One of the doctors that I've spoken to, and I included it in an article on News 24, said to me, it feels to them like we're in a position that Italy was in. Only the difference was Italy was very early on in the pandemic. We had no idea what was coming. We've known what is coming. And yet our largest hospital in Gauteng is closed. We have a horrific vaccine rollout. Yes, it has improved over the last short while, and thankfully so. Hopefully it'll just continue to gather some momentum. But my concern is there even the recognition that balls have been dropped? Because my concern is there's so much defending of this position that it just doesn't seem so.
Well, there absolutely has to be a recognition, and that's why on our side, I mean, one of the things we've done is we've said Parliament needs to really investigate as the institution that holds the executive to account. There needs to be, because in as much as we need to make sure that we ramp up the vaccination, we save lives and livelihoods with urgency, but at the end of the day, we also can't let these things slide. Because, you know, an executive is elected and is appointed in order to serve South Africa. And so Parliament is the institution that is appointed to hold the executive to account, needs to, in effect, have an inquiry. And that's why we've written to the Speaker to say that it's quite absolutely important that a parliamentary inquiry be done so that we can see exactly who's to be held accountable. Because you remember, South Africa was slow off the mark right at the end of last year, where other countries were already negotiating with manufacturers, but we had put all our eggs all our vaccine eggs in the COVAX facility. We are only going to be receiving the COVAX facility vaccines now at the end of this month. So, I mean, and we only started to negotiate with manufacturers at the beginning of this year. And that's why now we are significantly at the back of the queue with many of these manufacturers. And that's why whenever, you know, we are getting these small amounts of the vaccine. So whenever government says it's a supply issue, there definitely has to be somebody who's held accountable, because we should have been first out, because we would have seen the impact of the first wave of infections, and how devastating it was for the South African economy to shut down industries. We can't afford to now. There's no way that South Africa can afford to go back to level five, regardless of what happens with the virus, because, you know, already South Africans have been plunged deeper into poverty. So many people have lost their jobs. It's simply an untenable situation.
It's quite an unbelievable thing, because what they've also done is continually tried to blame the public. And of course, we are also responsible for our own actions. And I'm not saying that we are all completely blameless. We live in a society. Some of us behave better at times. Some of us think we're behaving better and we don't. Even the description of better and worse is a problem, because sometimes we just live our lives. But this need to keep blaming the community, I find really disingenuous.
Yeah. And absolutely. And I mean, look, the reality is that also this is human behavior. People have been living in this pandemic for about 15 to 16 months now. And we know, and we, you know, and government should have anticipated that. That's why the only way out of this crisis is to vaccinate people at pace, because it's the only way. Because what you can't do is you can't open up industries and then say to people, well, it's because you are, going to restaurants that this is becoming a problem. It's because you're going to religious gatherings that this is becoming a problem. You can't then start blaming people, because, of course, life has to go on. But your responsibility as government is to have done two things, made sure that there's a vaccine supply, and made sure that you've ramped up health system capacity, which is what you had initially said you were going to do in that initial 21-day shutdown back in 2020. Because if we had done those two things, we would have been in a far better position than we currently are in now.
I would also submit that if they tried to go to a level five, for example, there is already so much frustration and anger towards government in terms of how we have been let down, that I submit that if they push the regulations too hard, they will not be able to control it anyway. You can make whatever regulations you want, but push it one step too far, no one's listening to it. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, there's also going to be a situation where there's going to just simply be mass non-compliance. And we've already started to see political parties already today. Some of them are going to be marching on the streets of Gauteng with, you know, possibly hundreds of people, even though the province is in a, you know, in a precarious position. So you're starting to see there's already a sense where people are no longer trusting government when the government says, well, you know, we've got to, adhere to these regulations, because people are saying, well, we can't. We simply can't shut our doors. If we do that, we simply are confining ourselves to absolute abject poverty. And that's the thing. I mean, we saw how horrifically people were treated. Even NGOs that need to deliver hot food, and the regulations that were just simply absurd, back last year during level five. I mean, all of those things, we can't go back there. We simply cannot. And also, you know, there's been a lot of literature now and a lot of science around how impactful were those things. How impactful was it saying to people that they can't buy short, trousers or they can't go and buy a hairdryer?
Yeah.
I mean, were those things impactful in terms of bringing down the numbers or not?
Absolutely bizarre.